We're standing at an intersection today. It's the intersection of the series that Blair has invited us into during this season of Lent, which is looking at the faith practices as described by Christine Pohl in her book about community that draws us together. And those practices that we've been speaking about and thinking about are gratitude, keeping promises, hospitality, and today, living truthfully. And next week, Blair will talk with us about discernment. Living truthfully is one point of the intersection today. The other point of the intersection today comes from the text from Ephesians and Paul, where it says we are not only to live truthfully, but we are to live as children of light. Live in the light, not in darkness. And I think there's an intersection between light and truth. That's what we're going to think about a little bit today. We've had opportunities this week to think about what it is to live truthfully. We gathered on Wednesday for a time of noon Eucharist, and there was conversation about this text on that Wednesday gathering. And some people expressed fear of living truthfully because there were things that they did not want to expose about themselves, things they wanted to keep secret, things they would not be proud of having become known. And I reflected a bit, is that what it means to live truthfully, to have all your secrets laid bare before the world? Perhaps not. But it's one of the things we wonder about in terms of living truthfully. How honest am I about myself? We talked Thursday night at the gathering with people around this same chapter from Christine Pohl's book about what it means to live truthfully. And we got into all kinds of stuff. But when you talk about truth these days, you're opening a can of worms. Because we are as often more lies than truth in our public reality today. And sometimes it's hard to figure out what's the lie and what's the truth. And how do you know? How do you discern lies and truth in our current environment? And what does it mean to live truthfully in the midst of our reality? What does it mean to live in the light as children of light when there seems to be much darkness in the clouds that gather? So there are a couple things that I want to focus on today rather than try and talk about all of that. One of those things is just living truthfully does mean something about speaking truth in love, being honest, having integrity, all of those kinds of things that we associate with truth. One of the things Christine Pohl says that truthfulness does is creates an environment where we can be in relationship with one another. Because if you're lying with one another, there can be no trust. If you're not being honest with one another, there is no place for you to speak truth and to know what truth is. On the other hand, you have to have that community of faithfulness into which you can speak truth. And that's what we have here at St. Matthew's, is a place where we are committed to one another, committed to our walk with God in a way that allows us to be honest with one another, to speak truth with one another, to share our weaknesses and not just put on a face of everything is wonderful. That also is living truthfully in community. But it drew my attention as I was thinking about it to the eighth commandment. When you think about lies, the eighth commandment says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. When I was a young person, confirmation age, in the Lutheran tradition, one of the things we got to do in confirmation was memorize Luther's small catechism. And that included memorizing the Ten Commandments and Luther's explanations of the Ten Commandments. I don't remember them all now. That was a long time ago. But I did look it up. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. What does this mean? We are to fear and love God. so that we do not tell lies about our neighbors, betray or slander them, or destroy their reputations. Instead, we are to come to their defense, speak well of them, and interpret everything they do in the best possible light. Living truthfully means speaking truth, being honest, all of those things, but not just not lying, but also putting the best light on things, the light of Christ, letting the light of Christ shine on things, seeing through Christ's eyes, perhaps, as we walk as children of light. In our gospel lesson, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Paul's lesson says we are to walk as children of that light. Okay. I ran across a new book this week. The name of the book is Why I Left, Why I Stayed. It's a book by Tony Campolo and his son Bart. Tony Campolo, how many of you have heard of Tony Campolo? Some. Okay. Tony Campolo has been writing books. He's written about 30 of them for 50 years or more. I read some of his books back when I was confirmation age, actually, so he's been around quite a while. He's an evangelical pastor, author, professor at a university, one of the premier apologists for Christianity in the 70s and 80s, I think. He really tried to explain why we should believe in Christ. His son, Bart, followed in his dad's footsteps and for 30 years worked with his dad in some ministries that his dad had been involved in. Until one day, just a few years ago, when Bart came to his father and mother and said, you know, I don't believe in God anymore. And there's a lot of folks in our world today who are coming to a similar kind of conclusion. As they look at the world and look at the church and look at reality, they wonder, where and what is God in the midst of this? So Bart and Tony had conversation over the course of the last couple of years, and being a person who writes 30 books, you write one more, right? So Bart and Tony together wrote a book, Why I Left, Why I Stayed. They both, I think, are living truthfully. Bart is currently serving as a volunteer chaplain of humanism at USC, I think it is. And this is what he says. Over the 3 decades of Christian ministry, Bart became increasingly committed to building loving relationships, working for social justice, and cultivating a sense of gratitude for the wonders of life. Now, as a community builder, counselor, podcaster, and humanist chaplain at the University of Southern California, he inspires and supports non-believers who are banding together to actively pursue goodness in an openly secular way. So I think he's living truthfully. The question is, what is the truth that he's living into? Now, I don't disagree with anything that Bart is teaching along the lines of building community, seeking justice, seeking to discover with gratitude the wonder in the world and life. But what truth are you living? What is it that defines truth for us as we seek to live truthfully? What is it that is the light in which we seek to live? What is the light that we seek to reflect in the world? Christine Pohl began the section that we're talking about this week, the Living Truthfully section, with these words from Psalm 86. She says, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. She goes on to say, we live truthfully as we fully embrace the purposes of God. Experience the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth guides us into truth, and as we know Jesus, who was full of grace and truth. Living truthfully is not so much about always telling the truth, never hiding anything. I think it really is more about God's teaching us God's way so that we may walk in God's truth. This morning, Sister Carol Rennie, who is here with us today, shared in our faith forum about the prologue of the Rule of Saint Benedict. And she lifted out of that 9 values that are to guide our life, that are to be part of the way that we learn to walk in the light, that we learn to walk in truth, that we learn to walk with God. Living truthfully really is about figuring out how you're going to walk in this world. And what is it that's going to guide and shape the way that you walk in this world and the choices that you make in this world? And what you choose to bring into the light and what you choose to expose in the darkness. The call for us is to discern, and Blair will talk more about that next week, what is true, what is good, what is of God, what does it mean to walk in the way of the Lord. St. Matthew's, we've talked about the way of Jesus, this way of following Jesus. That's our own sort of version of a rule of St. Benedict in some ways. We agree that these are some of the ways we are going to walk in the light and live truthfully in our lives. The rule of St. Benedict has been a valuable way for us to look more deeply into those similar kinds of values these last few weeks. I ordered Bart and Tony's book. I'm looking forward to reading it. I actually watched an hour-long interview that they had on NPR radio about 3 weeks ago. It was fascinating to hear them talk about how they are being faithful to their ways of living, to their understandings of what truth is, to their understanding of what it means to live truth and to walk in the light. And frankly, I resonate with both of them. But somehow there's still a piece of me that is not willing to let go of the reality that there is a God who invites us to experience the light of God as revealed in Christ, who invites us to walk in that light in this world that is increasingly filled with darkness, that calls us to gather at this table, living truth that there is life in this bread and this wine and promise and hope. The major difference between what Bart and Tony expressed in their conversation was the idea that God invites us into God's self and an eternal reality. I believe that with all my heart. That God invites us into God's self and into an eternal reality. And that's the truth in which I walk and invite you to walk as we walk together. And I think that's how we live truthfully. We faithfully walk. Amen.